Years back,
I realized actually that their attack meant that I was doing the right thing, that I was on, you know, kick the hornet's nest, I guess.
And like the cartoonists in France, he's still creating comics. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March read is 576 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. Soft March, 534 and a quarter, down 3 1/2. March corn, 381 and a half, up 1/2. July, 395 and a half, up 1/2. And December at 409 is up 1/2. March soybeans, 998, down 11 and a quarter. July, 1009, down 11. November, 980, down 11 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 330.10, down 540. March soybean oil, 32.88, up 6 cents. February live cattle, 155, 65 down 10. January feeders, 218.07 and a half, down 207 and a half. February lean hogs are where they started the trading session. They're 76.02 and a half. The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever other questions are on your mind. Murray Wise will give us a lowdown on land values for 2015. Cost of the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25. Includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybeans trading down today and have fallen significantly in recent sessions, but if you look at the bigger picture, they're still within the parameters of the sideways trading range that we have now seen for the better part of 2 months. We keep trying the top, and we keep trying the bottom, and we keep ending up in it. From a timing standpoint, how much longer is this going to go on?
Well, you know, it could go on for quite a while, but when you look at some of your technical indicators, since the, you know, decline that we've had basically since the January crop report, we're at a point now where we should begin to kind of stabilize, and I think the market would have shown a little more stabilization here this morning if it wasn't for all the volatility in the currency markets. We do have the dollar sharply higher here again today. It did show signs that it was going to maybe level out and maybe even have a technical setback, and I think that was going to provide some underlying support for all commodities to do some recovery. But with the move the Swifts did overnight, we do have the dollar sharply higher here this morning. So I think that's what's dampening a potential recovery rally off of, you know, of the weakness that we saw basically since the January crop report.
So, in Novi beans, we're at 980 as the bottom of the support chain. In front-loaded March beans, we're around 998 in at the bottom end of the support range. What do you anticipate in the next few weeks?
Well, we have to admit that from a technical point of view, technical traders, when they look at a lot of their system, they're going to be short this market. But I don't think it would take much for them to turn around and want to go long the market. So I guess I'm in the opinion that the market is trying to stabilize at these levels and should try to recover here over the next couple of weeks. Things aren't quite as perfect in South America as some of the bears would like to lead you to believe as far as weather conditions. Export demand for old crop beans continues to be very strong, and we're still running ahead of the pace that we need to run to meet USDA's export demand. So I think there will be talk as we go down the road that overall soybean demand is going to be better than what USDA has on the books, and we're going to see a shrinking ending stocks level. Nothing dramatic, but anytime you shrink ending stocks, it is price supportive, and that maybe that overall South American crop is not up to early estimates. The thing that I think the trade is really watching, or is about the only storyline we really have in the marketplace, is how many acres farmers are going to plant in soybeans this year versus how much of a cutback we'll see in corn acres. If beans can't break and beans stay stronger than what the trade anticipates, then you're not going to see you're going to see a pretty hefty increase in soybean acres, and that's going to see a big decrease in corn. And I think that could provide an element of some kind of minor competition for acreage sometime here as we go forward. It's not going to be anything like what we saw back in the first part of the double O's on the decade when we were building demand, because we're no longer building demand, at least at the moment. But I do think there is some concern of what will be planted. And then, of course, you know, after you have a big crop like we did this year, the odds of having a crop at trend line or below trend line increases quite a bit as far as yield numbers go. And we got a long ways to go yet before we, you know, raise a 15 crop.
Turn our attention to corn technicals. Yesterday, we hit back down at the 375 level. It has been a certainly a place of support. It was a support in July and August of last year. It was a support in also in October and November, and even toward the end of November of this year. We went up, tested a 412 level, and since have given it all pretty much back up, and we're down back at the 375 level again. How many times do we hit that 375 before we might try the downside?
Well, the market can do anything it wants to do, but I guess my guess under the current environment, you know, corn held above this 50, the 100-day moving average there yesterday. That was near a 50% retracement level on the March contract of the advance that March corn had out of the October low. And corn has a strong tendency to find good support or resistance, depending on which direction the trend is, at that 50% retracement level. So I guess looking at some of the technical indicators that I'm looking at and that key 50% retracement level, that, you know, we're going to try to make a stand here. Now, if we can't make that stand, then you'll see March corn probably slip back into the 360s, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're kind of at that benchmark figure about 350. But until we kind of bust underneath yesterday's low point, which is right near that 100-day moving average, you got to feel that the corn market, the correction that we've had since the Christmas time window, I guess it was December 29th, that the correction may be complete and the market maybe begin to stabilize here and try to put together some kind of recovery. You know, we've got to keep in mind that January report, there was really nothing bearish in it. There was nothing maybe super bullish, but and then, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean USGA is correct with their numbers, and we could have a much tighter situation than what the crop report actually indicated.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. March corn, 382 up 1. July, 396 up 1. December, 409 and a half up 1. March soybeans, 999 and a quarter down 10. November, 980 and a half down 10 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.